Half-breed Helene watches TV. Only at night. During the day, it's computer screens and phones and typing and sometimes looking at books. She loves books, but lately has been too scared to read. Poems, especially, are like emotional roto-rooters. They have the ability to snake the arteries and flush the heart. Helene knows there are feelings like sediment in her chest, and she fears the poems would dislodge that which has settled, and it would swirl uncontrollable around her heart, and that possibly the swirling sediment might drown her. She pictures the drowning in the morning, before her eyes fully open, before the hazy light half breaches the bay window. But then there's the terse chirp of the alarm, the promise of work, and that's a relief. Some nights, she fears the day will take too long to return, and the granules of the things she refuses to name feel so heavy. She fears her chest might grow weighty to the point her shoulder blades will pin to the bed and she'll never be able to sit up again. But most nights, after dinner, dishes drying in the rack, she can justifiably, socially acceptably, turn on the TV. Helene has found shows that speak to her in ways that are shallow, but maintain a veneer of thoughtful care for the human condition. Watching these shows alone feels less sad than game shows or shows about fake families, fake buying houses. There was a time she liked those shows in particular, when she used to dream of owning her own home, but now they just muddy the sediment. So Netflix, Hulu, Prime are cycled through for hours while slowly stretching into half-hearted downward dogs and half-moon salutations, until dropping the pretense entirely and sitting slumped over heels along flattened ass cheeks, knees, knobby points, and flannel pants bent like a frog. When the TV is on, she feels nothing but the emotions of the characters. She holds hope for the protagonist's love interest, but also understands the structure of narrative, and that if it is only episode 17 of season 1, at least 3 seasons, no love connection will be made for at least 5 episodes. Then it has to fall apart at or around the start of season 2. There is comfort in the sagacity and the staring. She once watched the stream loading percentage circle on the Netflix screen rotate for 47 minutes, approximately the length of 2 sitcom episodes. She just sat there, knowing if she moved to another platform, it wouldn't make much of a difference. The emptiness would just take longer to start, and there was emptiness available as the circle spun 14%, then 23%. She knew it would probably never make it to 100%, but there was a kind of openness in the idea there was still room in the screen for the circle to reach its full potential.